Here's what's coming up on today's show.
The first step at trying to maybe manage some of that overwhelm that comes along with just so much information is to make a very intentional decision about finding one resource.
Welcome to Marcia on Money with Marcia Harris, the founder and CEO of Unified Wealth and Retirement Planning.
Welcome into another edition of Marcia on Money. Thanks for tuning into the podcast with Marcia Harris and myself. And we're going to talk this week about procrastination and how it kind of dooms us and gets in the way of our financial future. I think procrastination, we all realize as humans, it's something we all do in various walks of life. And unfortunately, financial maybe gets more than its fair share of it when it comes to planning for retirement. It's often said that people will spend more time planning a vacation than they will their retirement, which is a very long vacation. So why would you not do that? So we're going to talk about that this week on the show. Marcia, welcome in. What's going on?
Hey, good to be here. I'm just back from vacation, a little, you know, R&R, I guess, and excited to be back for another episode. How are you?
Doing very well. So to my point, right, about vacation, you see that as well, right? I mean, many people we get excited about planning a vacation, right? It's very cool. But sometimes when it comes to our financial future, retirement, they're like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, not quite as exciting as a vacation to plan for, that's for sure, but certainly much more important.
Yeah, and it's a big vacation, right? So we can borrow from Aerosmith and call it a permanent vacation if you wanted to, whatever. They've got an album.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. So hopefully it's a long vacation, you know? Yeah. I mean, you'd like to think that you're going to have 30 years plus in retirement. I mean, it's happening all the time.
That's right. So I've got some excuses and why they're dangerous. And maybe, you know, we can talk about overcoming them. You see these on the regular, I'm sure, with potential folks when they're finally getting around to doing something. So let's go through a couple of these. For some of us, many of us maybe, it's because our parents didn't do a whole lot, right? So it's like, well, my parents didn't really do any planning and everything seemed to be fine for them, so why wouldn't it work out for me as well? Different errors, different reasons.
Yeah, for sure. I'd have had people say that very thing. It's funny because I witnessed that. You know, I had parents who did not really have a plan, and I saw it not work out so well for them.
Okay.
So, you know, I got to see it from the other side of things where, yeah, there was no planning and that wasn't such a good thing after all. So that's always been something that really stuck with me. Mm-hmm. And now all these years later, you know, here I am helping people get together a plan for that because I really see how important that was and, how, you know, it can be kind of catastrophic in some ways to not have that. It's just not something that you want to kind of wing it.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, and the environment is so different. So, Marcia, you and I are about the same age. And so our parents, let's just call it, you know, late 80s, early 90s, whatever, retirement based, they may have still had, or many more people had, a pension. Even at that time, they were all certainly on their way out. But from the norm, right? Obviously, if you still have a government job or a state job, they're still around, but they're just, you know what I'm saying? They were fading. They were beginning to fade. Mm-hmm. And so if you had a pension and Social Security and a modest savings, you probably didn't have to do a lot of planning. And it's so totally different, you know, here 25 or 35 or 40 years later, everything is on us to take care of ourselves in our older age, except for Social Security.
Oh, that's right. You know, pensions have become such a thing of the past, unfortunately. And very few people are still fortunate enough to have something like that where, you know, the responsibility was really not on them, so to speak, to have to plan for that. And now it's completely the opposite with, you know, 401k plans came along and really replaced that. So it's important, you know, and again, living longer, it was not something that people were real concerned about in the past because they weren't having to plan for 20, 25, 30 years in retirement.
Mm-hmm. So that's one place where we kind of make the procrastination excuse. Another is, I don't know who to listen to. Okay. And I get that as well because there's so much information. And really our next couple ones, they're going to kind of almost spider web in and out of each other because they kind of all roll into the same valley, if you will, that there's so much information and it just does all these different kinds of things to us, and we find ways to make an excuse. So I don't know who to listen to. My neighbor has a lot of good ideas. My brother says this, my whatever, you know, my coworker's doing really well. And so people just kind of don't want to know. They just kind of don't want to deal and jump into it because there's so much information.
Yeah, there's so many phrases that are coming to mind right now, like, you know, too many cooks in the kitchen and paralysis by analysis,
right,
and all of these things that do happen to people, especially in the technology driven world that we live in, where all this information is coming at you real time. So it's not just the conversations maybe that you're having with, you know, friends and family and neighbors and coworkers, but if you're doing your own research online, you're just overwhelmed. There's so much information out there and you don't know kind of what to really take in and what to leave out. So I think, you know, the first step at trying to maybe manage some of that overwhelm that comes along with just so much information is to make a very intentional decision about finding one resource, you know, and it's important to find someone that you trust. Working with a trusted advisor, I just know for my clients and the feedback that I've received over the last, you know, couple of decades is that having that one person really just puts your mind at ease on so many different levels. And it takes so much of that confusion and overwhelm out because that person is your advisor. They're kind of your financial quarterback, if you will. And when my clients get ready to make big decisions, it's amazing some of the things they call me about, which I love. I mean, it's such a compliment and such a testament to the relationship that we have and the comfort that it's brought them over the years. We didn't start out that way necessarily, maybe right out of the gate.
Sure, I mean, right, yeah.
Trust takes time, of course, but it's a good place to start is to just, maybe it takes you meeting with a few people, but going into that with sort of an intentional mindset that when you come out of those meetings, you're going to make a decision at some point when you feel that that person, you know, is someone that you've met with and you're ready to take that step.
Yeah. And that's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up, which is why so many financial professionals offer, you know, those complimentary review sessions, because many of them will say, hey, talk with me, talk with someone, talk with a couple of people and see who has the right feel, the right fit. Obviously, credentials go a long way, but our gut has a lot to do with that too. So sometimes you just have to bite the bullet and start somewhere and take that step. And again, these all kind of interplay together, as you'll see as we go through these next one, because another procrastination excuse, Marsha, is, well, you know, financial stuff stresses me out, right? A lot of us are that way. I get it. I talk about this stuff every day. But prior to this, what I do now for a living is like, oh, finance, math, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, sure. I get it. You know, it's not the, you know, the most fun topic, I guess, that we could find to talk about. And, you know, it does overwhelm some people. And, you know, people say, well, I'm just not good with numbers and math's never been my thing. And I always say, yeah, it can have that component of stress, but I've seen that, again, just having a person that can guide you and starting to get a plan together removes a lot of that stress, because it's a lot more stressful to find yourself in a situation when life happens, which it always does. It's inevitable that things will arise. Not having a plan is more stressful than taking the steps on the front end to put something together.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned, you know, things always happen, life gets in the way, because that's walks right into my next one, which is typically the I'm too busy excuse. Man, I'm just too busy. I'll get to it after this, after X, after Y, after Z, right? It's always something. We're always too busy. And a lot has changed, I mean, even in the last 3 years, just to kind of remove barriers. So that's got to be an excuse that we've got to take away as well. Because look at it, think about it this way too. When you get to retirement, if you're doing it, if you're a DIYer, and it's been a lot easier to do the DIY thing when you're growing money the last 12 years because the market's been very favorable, preservation and distribution in retirement, it's a totally different animal. There's so many more things to do. And do you want to spend your retirement like being in a second career as your own financial advisor, or would you just want to, you know, have a pro do it so you can be retired?
Exactly. Yeah. I've had that conversation with so many people who have said, you know, it used to be easier for me to kind of watch those things, even though I was working and, you know, had these other responsibilities mm-hmm. and was focused on my daily job, but I still had the energy for it, or I had the desire for it. And now that I'm retired, I just don't want to watch it anymore. And I don't want to worry about it. I want to enjoy life and not have that stress. And of course, you know, that's what we're here for. That's what it's all about. And yeah, I mean, with what happened with the pandemic, certainly, I guess the silver lining, if you will, that's come through that is many of us have learned reluctantly a lot of times, but to kind of pivot and embrace technology more, because we needed to do things virtually. Yeah. You know, we weren't able to just sit down and have these one-on-one appointments in person for a while. So we learned how to do that over our computers. And even though it might not have been our preference, it certainly was a good thing because we were able to continue to help people just in a little bit different way. We can make that time. It's a little easier now, right? Yeah, to do those things virtually. So if someone's had a long day at work and the last thing they want to do is drive across town and go into an office where they've never been and talk about math for an hour, they can go home, you know, and they can, you know, put their pajamas on if they want to. That's and right. just sit in the comfort of their home and, you know, have a cup of tea or whatever that is, glass of wine, and just be able to have that initial time together with somebody in a more comfortable way. So that's been a real blessing to help people find the time, which is so important to make this a priority.
No, that's a great point because it has removed that barrier. And initially, you know, obviously we think about folks that are maybe over a certain age, and real maybe even anybody, but at first being reluctant to want to share your financial data over, you know, online was certainly an interesting barrier we had to overcome. We didn't have any choice though because of the pandemic. And there's secure portals and all that kind of thing, which obviously help and go a long way towards that. But even just the initial consultation and conversations over Zoom, it certainly removes a barrier. I mean, gas prices being what they are, you could add mm-hmm. that to the list of, hey, this is a great reason to do this. I can save money on gas. I can be in my jammies with a glass of wine, as you mentioned. I talk mm-hmm. with different advisors, and some are like, once somebody's a client, we need to do a review. If you're busy and you only have your lunch hour, eat your lunch while we're talking. You're not going to bother me. You know, you can sit there and have your, you know, have your whatever it is that you're eating while we're having a Zoom conversation. So, I mean, it removes a big barrier. Once that comfort level you mentioned earlier, that trust gets there, that goes a long way to it as well. So that's another way to kind of knock that wall down. Let's go to another one. So not knowing where to start. This is another procrastination place. There is, you mentioned earlier, the sheer amount of data that's out there. Check this out. This is pretty wild. The average American consumes 34 gigabytes of data in a single day. That's a 350% over the last three decades. So we just keep adding more and more information that we're bombarded with every day, all day long. And so at some point, you don't know where to start, especially if this is not your thing, because you're like, okay, do I start with my 401k? Do I look at an IRA? Do I look at insurance? Like, where do I start, Marcia?
Sure. Wow. That statistic is a little mind blowing. Yeah. You know, that's crazy. And we wonder why, you know, people aren't sleeping well anymore. And,
our eyes are all burned out. Yeah.
And why we have coffee shops on every corner. Yeah. You know, people need coffee to stay awake from sleep deprivation.
That's
so
right.
Anyway, I always say like zero to one is the hardest step. I feel like mm-hmm. just taking that initial step it feels like so much work, but I don't know. I go back to, you know, when we set up that initial consultation with someone to come in, and I've said many times, you know, this is kind of the heavy lifting on the front end that is so worth it in the long run, because, you know, like the saying goes, anything worth having is, you know, worth putting into, right? And I think that just kind of getting things on paper many times, and we provide a guide for people as well, which we've been told is very helpful. So they know what to gather mm-hmm. And just, you know, having a little outline that we go through gets them thinking about things. It's amazing just having a tool like a financial outline that might just be one or two pages yep. of questions and boxes to check. And we keep it very simple, really helps people just start thinking about things that they hadn't before. And so it kind of, the process becomes surprisingly easy for them. When you just start sort of opening the door to some of those things that you just haven't really entertained. It just it feels very natural once they start the process.
No, I agree with you. And it's funny, as humans and even as especially as Americans, we kind of have this mindset of I'll find my own way. I'll get it done. I'll make it happen, whatever kind of term you want to go with. But we actually all really do like some sort of structure and a little bit of guidance, right? It just helps us, especially in a world where we're inundated by so much stuff. A little bit of structure can go a long way to helping us achieve a goal. So many times people, when you do reach out to an advisor, often they do have what you're describing. There's this kind of onboarding process where they help you with all the information that you need to pull together. They give you this outline like Marcia's talking about, which does make it a little easier so that you can grab all these different things, and that helps you start. It helps you take that first initial step. The first step is really just reaching out and saying, hey, I need help. And that's usually the hardest part for many of us. So you got to pull the procrastination train out of the station. You can't just keep sitting there. Last one, and this follows into my category, at least, Marsha, I don't know about you, but I'm a perfectionist as a musician. I'm constantly overthinking compositions and constantly spending way too much time to try to make sure everything about the song is perfect. And it ends up hurting me in the long run. And so many people feel like, well, I'm a perfectionist when it comes to life, and how am I going to deal with a shifting, floating financial strategy that's going to change all through my 50s and 60s and 70s? That's the kind of thing, it's like it's never going to be perfect. Well, it's not supposed to be perfect, because your life's not going to be perfect. It's going to ebb and flow, and so should your plan.
Absolutely. I can relate to this so much because, just like doing this podcast together, if this were something that were scripted, and knowing my personality, it would take a lot longer to just get one of these done because I would go back and critique it over and over and over again. It's just kind of how I'm wired. And right. I know that about myself. So I do have to kind of keep that in check. And one thing that's really served me well is trying to keep a mindset of mm-hmm. progress, not perfection. And I tell myself that all the time.
Yeah.
It's not about perfection. It's just about progress. So as long as we continue to do things that are kind of moving the ball down the field, right? Just helping us get from A to B, from those working years into those, non-working years, and living that lifestyle that we've been hoping for and mm-hmm. thinking about and dreaming about for the longest time. It's just progress. Nothing happens overnight, but it doesn't need to. And it doesn't need to be perfect, because to your point, life isn't perfect. It's, it's not going to be. And I think allowing space for that and giving ourselves just kind of that more laid back approach and that flexible attitude is just, it serves you so much better than thinking things have to be perfect. And many times what will happen is you won't do anything because you're afraid that, it won't be what you've set it up to be and that what that expectation is, which at the end of the day is unrealistic.
No, that's a great point. It's freeing. It can definitely be freeing. And think about any task that we don't want to do, because I know all of you listening, Marcia and I included, we all have tasks that we're like, ugh, I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. And we put it off, and then you get this feeling, and then you start to feel bad because you've put it off, and it's, kind of building up, and it just makes you feel worse. And then you actually do it. And what happens virtually every time we do it, we go, yeah, oh, that felt, I feel so much better. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. You're saying, I'm so glad I did that, even though, it was so dreadful.
Right. And to that point. And then also you wind up going, and it wasn't that bad.
Yeah. And that's exactly it. It's so many times we make things so much harder than they have to be just because of, our mindset about it. So again, I think just kind of letting yourself off the hook, and not financial planning doesn't need to be this, overwhelming, daunting, dreadful thing. It can actually be something that is exciting. It can be something that brings so much freedom and peace of mind.
Right there. Yep.
It's worth it. And again, maybe it takes a little bit of work on the front end, but if that gives you, the lifestyle that you want in retirement, which is one of less stress and worry, then isn't it worth it?
That's right. Anything worth having is worth doing.
That's right.
So you can put all those little things in there. So don't keep sitting on the, keep the train in the station, so to speak. Let's go ahead and get started. Do some things. If you're not already working with Marcia, one of the first things you can do is just like the podcast. I mean, take a step. Hit the heart button on whatever app you're using, whether it's Apple or Google or Spotify. That's the first step. Listen to content as it comes out. Check out new shows, past shows, all those kinds of things. Do a little research. There's a lot out there. We realize that. But then go sit down and talk with a couple of advisors and find the right fit for you. And if you need some help, Marcia is here. Simply stop by her website, unifiedwealthplanning.com. That's unifiedwealthplanning.com. You can subscribe to the podcast there. You can find all that information. Lots of good tools, tips, and resources there, as Marcia is the founder and CEO, investment advisor representative at Unified Wealth and Retirement. Marcia, thanks for hanging out and talking about procrastination. I appreciate your time. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you later right here on Marcia on Money with Marcia Harris.
The opinions expressed by Marcia Harris and guests on this radio show are their own and do not reflect the opinions of this station. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Any strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Before acting on any information mentioned, please consult with a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine if it is suitable for your specific situation. This program is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with regard to subject covered. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Unified Wealth Planning are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Any comments regarding safe and secure products and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. Index or fixed annuities are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to caps, restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer. Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interests of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest, if any exist. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A, page 4, for additional information.